Souvenirs from missions into space are incredibly valuable. Astronaut Neil Armstrong, most famous for walking on the moon, died 2 years ago, and until now, nothing from his extensive collection of memorabilia has been up for sale. Today, what's known as an insurance cover will be auctioned off to benefit a scholarship fund. Joining us from member station KUHF in Houston is Robert Perlman, editor of Collect Space, an online magazine. Welcome to our program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So could you just tell us what is an insurance cover?
Well, in its basic form, it's an envelope that's been postmarked on a specific day, usually to commemorate an event, and then was signed by the crew. But why is it called an insurance cover is because it sort of served as a form of insurance. The Apollo 11 crew was the first to fly to the moon, and they didn't know if they were going to make it back. They had a meager personal insurance policy to protect their families, but to augment that, they autographed these envelopes. In the case that they couldn't return from the moon, then their families could sell these what would be rare collectibles to augment the whatever money they received from insurance.
And, of course, it's for a good cause in this case. It's not just that somebody needed the money.
Indeed. Rick Armstrong, one of Neil's sons, donated this to the Astronaut Scholarship Foundation. So it's come somewhat full circle. The original purpose of this cover was to provide for the family, and now the family is providing for the next astronauts.
And there is something that went to space, which is going to be auctioned off next week. Isn't that right?
It is. There is an auction being held out of Boston that is auctioning off the first Hasselblad camera to fly in space. This was the first professional quality camera that astronauts used to photograph the Earth.
Now, since it went to space, and since it was the first thing of its kind to go to space, what sort of price is that going to bring?
It's really hard to tell. This is a fascinating piece of history, and just to put this into some perspective, another Hasselblad camera that's sort of the direct lineage of this camera that was said to have flown to the moon sold earlier this year for nearly $1 million. And that camera had a lot of questions about its history. This one has a really solid history in terms of we know what astronauts used it, we know how it was obtained. So there's a lot of excitement about the possibility of this camera setting a new record, maybe breaking the seven-figure amount.
Robert Perlman is the editor of an online magazine called Collect Space. Mr. Perlman, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.